three stories. Moving on. There is something about the number three. The ancient Greeks believed three was the perfect number, and in China, three has always been a lucky number, and they know a thing or two. Most religions also have three of this and three of that. And of course, in these more modern times, three's a crowd, maybe too many, except when it's a ménage à trois. It seems good things usually come in threes. Whatever history and culture says, we think three, a hat trick of stories, is a great number to explore themes and literary avenues the classic authors were so adept at creating. From their pens to your ears.
The Voyage by Catherine Mansfield. The Picton boat was due to leave at 11:30. It was a beautiful night, mild, starry. Only when they got out of the cab and started to walk down the old wharf that jutted out into the harbour, a faint wind blowing off the water ruffled under Fenella's hat, and she put up her hand to keep it on. It was dark on the old wharf, very dark. The wool sheds, the cattle trucks, the cranes standing up so high, the little squat railway engine, all seemed carved out of solid darkness. Here and there, on a rounded woodpile that was like the stalk of a large black mushroom, there hung a lantern, but it seemed afraid to unfurl its timid, quivering light in all that blackness. It burned softly, as if for itself. Fenella's father pushed on with quick, nervous strides. Beside him, her grandma bustled along in her crackling black ulster. They went so fast that she had now and again to give an undignified little skip to keep up with them. As well as her luggage strapped into a neat sausage, Fenella carried clasped to her her grandma's umbrella, and the handle, which was a swan's head, kept giving her shoulder a sharp little peck, as if it too wanted her to hurry. Men, their caps pulled down, their collars turned up, swung by. A few women, all muffled, scurried along, and one tiny boy, only his little black arms and legs showing out of a white woolly shawl, was jerked along angrily between his father and mother. He looked like a baby fly that had fallen into the cream. Then suddenly, so suddenly that Fenella and her grandma both leapt, there sounded from behind the largest woolshed that had a trail of smoke hanging over it. "Mew!" "First whistle," said her father briefly, and at that moment they came in sight of the Picton boat. Lying beside the dark wharf, all strung, all beaded with round golden lights, the Picton boat looked as if she was more ready to sail among stars than out into the cold sea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?